This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Monday, the auction house Christie's is selling a 1964 Andy Warhol painting of Marilyn Monroe. Christie's likes the picture, compares it to the Mona Lisa, and thinks it'll go for something like $200 million. Art critic Blake Gopnik, who's also author of the comprehensive Warhol biography, thinks this Marilyn, built on a photograph, is misunderstood, and he joins us now. Hey there.
Hey, David. Nice to be chatting again.
Yes, indeed. I see here the auction house is calling this an innovative portrait of Marilyn Monroe. No?
Well, I guess you might call it that, except for the fact that Warhol had already done his Marilyns 2 years earlier. So I don't think you can call it innovative in the normal sense, at least. You know, he called these paintings where he did retreads of his earlier, you know, really innovative pictures, he called them dead paintings. So, I mean, I think that this is actually a really great, important picture and actually may deserve the $200 million that Christie's thinks it may get. But I don't think this painting matters for any of the reasons that Christie's is saying. They've pulled out all the cliches, you know, that it's an untouchable image that transcends time and place. Those are just the kind of cliches that Warhol just hated, right? He would have been appalled, not at the $200 million number, but at all the cliches that have been pulled out for this dead painting, this retread. But it matters a whole lot because by virtue of being a retread, it was an appropriation in the first place. And that's what really makes Warhol matter, this notion of appropriation.
Well, that's why that picture matters. But, you know, the retreading is throughout art. You've pointed this out. It's essentially everywhere.
Yeah, actually, I make a claim that I guess is a little bit on the radical side, that appropriation is actually at the heart of the entire Western notion of fine art, that it begins around 1500 when a bunch of people said, you know, those religious pictures, those wonderful altarpieces that are meant to please God. How about if we take them out of the religious context and just look at them because we're interested in them? We want to talk about them. We can't figure them out. That's what fine art is all about. So it starts out at the very beginning of the Western tradition, the modern Western tradition, as being about appropriation. And that's what Warhol latches onto and turns into kind of the heart of his entire practice as an artist. And that's what makes him, I think, more than his subject matter and more than all the cliches about pop art. What really matters is his deep belief in appropriation, his deep belief in the retread.
Blake Gopnik, art critic, New York Times contributor, and author of Warhol, the biography. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, David.